opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, and welcome to us celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 26th, Friday. It's June 26th, in case you kind of like lost a month or
what
you still
happened?
Think it's March. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, and your health, your choice. I'm here, of course, with Jared at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And the absolutely fabulous Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here. Gosh, I have on... I'm laughing because I've got on the temporary contacts. Today's the first day to try, you know, where the ophthalmologist said, here's four boxes, and we're going to give you three different kinds, and you're going to do one at a time. So I'm trying to see how that gets adjusted. So right now, it looks like we're going to have a heat advisory today up until 8 p.m., but today it looks like a hot day. According to this forecast, which is National Weather Service, it's 112. It's going to be 112 today. Get ready. I got up early this morning and started to water down some plants that look like they've just been burned. Never been burned, but they look burnt this morning. So be mindful of that. You might still go out this morning while it's cool. 112 today, low overnight lows of 75. Tomorrow calls for 104. Saturday night, 67. Sunday calls for 88. Now, Carl, you're going to be out in the range
teaching
on Sunday.
Northern Farms Instruction.
So,
Sunday
night.
We're using five, because we're spreading out, we're using five different ranges at the Reading Gun Club.
That'll be a fun day. So, it'll be, look at the weather, it's not going to be bad at all. 88, overnight clears on Sunday night with 60, and Monday calls for 90, and then 65. Looks like somebody was telling me that next week was supposed to heat up, but really, we've got Tuesday at 96, Wednesday at 99. That's the forecast. You know, things change. But so today will be the hottest day so far. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And it's Friday morning. I haven't been here in quite some time. And what does that mean?
It's because now we have... Haven Humane.
Good morning.
And Amy is back.
Amy.
I haven't been here in forever either.
This is the first time you've been back in months, too.
Yeah. Wearing your mask with your pet of the week choice.
Yes.
So tell us what's happening in the culture at this point, or in the mood, or the opening, or what's happening with Haven Humane. And because everything is different. Everything is very different.
Everything,
What your hours, what people's hours are, what one can expect. So we're just going to have to walk this through.
Tell us about the doggy.
Yes.
Okay, so today I brought Callie. Callie is about 5 years old. She is a super sweet little pity. She's on the chunky side. Don't tell her. She doesn't know that she's fat. But she is fat, and she does need to lose some weight. So she's actually looking for an active family who won't let her be a couch potato because she has the tendencies to just be a couch potato. So she's looking for someone that's going to actually get some weight off of her and be conscious of her diet because it's really not healthy to be any animal to be overweight,
absolutely.
Just as much as it's not healthy for them to be skinny.
But she's not like she's not like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
She's not. She's just a little chunky.
She could lose probably 5 or 10 pounds.
Yeah, so she's about, like I said, about 5 years old. She does great with kids. She does great with other dogs as well. So she would really make an awesome family dog. She's all white. She's got a couple little speckles here and there, but she is absolutely gorgeous and is obsessed with you know, giving you all of her affection.
She's
really
very
just
sweet.
Likes to sit next to you and be pet, and just looks at you like, you know,
aww.
Oh, I love you all the time. She's very, very sweet.
So what is this time for you? Because Amy, you've been a regular voice here on KCNR for years now.
Yeah.
And you bring in the pet of the week, and I know you go around. Of course, we're uncharted territory.
Exactly. Yep.
What has this meant for you in the quarantine?
So it definitely has been different. It's been different for everyone at Haven. The first, I would say, couple weeks, we were kind of skeleton crew. We were coming in, we were cleaning, we were, you know, watering and feeding and loving everybody, but we weren't open to the public as little as possible. And now we are back open to the public. We are doing adoptions by appointment only. We are social distancing at our clinics so that we're making sure everyone's separate and far apart. We are requiring masks as well in the lobby. And with us, you know, just to keep everyone safe, we have to keep worry about ourselves and worry about others. So, that is a requirement. Like most businesses, we are requiring people to wear masks when they come in. We, like I said, it's adoptions are by appointment only. We usually, and to be honest with you, it has been absolutely amazing to do it this way. I never thought it would be so effective at getting animals out. Like, we only have like 20 dogs right now in our adoption center, and we can house 72. We've seen a lot of our long-term dogs get adopted through this, and I think it's really that people aren't walking through and seeing kennel behavior. They're seeing them in a visiting room in a different environment, and I think that really makes a difference for people. And instead of getting a pet based on what it looks like, they're getting one based on what its behavior's like and how it'll fit into their family.
And how they interact.
And having us be able to really tell you, like, this is the one you should be put in visiting with, because if you walk through, you're going to have it look like a crazy dog in the kennels, but that's not who it is.
Well, you know, or I think cat, that's the interesting, same, the analogy yeah. of that, again, with, yeah. with what you're saying we've been so used to being a drive-by window shopping culture.
Right, yes.
Now you're talking about with the animals, I mean, what it is to take that extra moment in time and see, it's just like what we've done. Maybe we've written a letter. Maybe we've, so cute. Is that the same dog? Are you posting right now?
No, I had to take a picture. Really, she was on her back laying here with her, like, completely passed out back there.
Now that one.
That's
no,
cute.
No, send that one to me.
I will.
And on my phone. And we'll put that on our Facebook
yeah,
page.
It's pretty cute.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, because I think as we progress and we go, meaning we as a society, is that, and I had several talks yesterday on the phone calls with people who have been, are going through, that are used to having massive amounts of things going on in their lives.
Right. And taking a step back, slowing down, and it's been, we're finding things that I think everybody is finding ways that other ways that things could be done this entire time, you know?
It's a reevaluation.
It really is a reevaluation.
And we are in it. We are really in a hurry world.
Yeah, and if you're making an appointment, you're like, it's something you're serious about,
yes.
you know, and that's something too that, like, we'll tell you, it lets us have more of a voice of what we feel is going
right.
to work for you, because we know them. It's we know them really well.
It's a sit down.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. Rather than walking by
right.
and doing a window shop, it's a sit down, and it's much more personal. And again, like you said, the fact that you've had long-term dogs that have been in there that maybe are, who knows, elderly
yeah.
or returned or whatever it is.
Right.
So, you know, that makes my heart feel happy.
Yeah, we have had a lot of success with it. So far it's working. We're going to continue to do it, obviously, for a while. But if you are trying to make an appointment, you can just call us to make an appointment. We do have a relaunched, completely new website that was also something that
oh,
we were working
lovely.
On.
Okay.
So it's very user-friendly, and it's really, you know, it's I wouldn't say, like, a lot better than our old one, but it's very different. It's way more user-friendly. So our website is amazing. So you can start the process online, you know, uh-huh. And then, you know, always email us, call us, ask us questions, and we'll get you scheduled.
Now, quickly, we have to say goodbye before our break, but I want to ask you, July 10th, you used to have a big annual golf
yes.
tournament. So still doing it, but not on a different level. Can you share with us quickly?
It's hard to – I know they're not doing lunch. We're doing smaller teams. I think that they've cut down how many teams that they're doing.
According to Mark, they've cut back on the number of teams.
Yeah.
They're going to be kind of organizing everything outside there, so
right.
they won't be inside. But it's still
okay.
going to happen.
Yeah,
okay.
still going to happen.
And people can still
fundraiser.
Sign up
oh,
for
good.
This. And this is a great fundraiser.
It's a wonderful
and,
fundraiser.
And, you can, and the way that most of us play golf, we are socially distanced out
yes,
there
exactly.
anyway.
Yeah. So. And then just as a reminder, because of the fact that events and things like that we've had to cancel that are big fundraisers for
yeah.
us, it's something to really think about to be able to donate and give back, because we've taken a lot of a, we've taken a hit as far as donations that we would normally get because we're doing events and we're doing things like that. So, you know, put your dollars to some local animals that
and
need
help.
And
if you can't play golf this year, just still sign up like you were going to play golf and let that be your donation.
Let that be your donation.
That's
right. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Amy, and Pet of the Week. And,
we're so glad
the name,
to see you.
You name your doggy again.
Callie.
And Callie was laying flat on her back.
Beautiful.
I mean, she looked like a boat.
White
steaming through the ocean when she was on her back saying as that this was boring. So.
All right. Look, we're going to run now. We have to take a break at 7:15 in the morning. Good morning on this Friday. It's the 26th of June. Hello. Where have you been?
And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know what? This is a place I go. And Linda goes to buy firearms. They have a great choice, a great selection of firearms. Even though that the state of California and the rest of the United States has been trying to buy out gun shops, they still have a great selection of firearms, all the accessories, optics, ammunition, and their customer service is simply outstanding. You can also get CCW classes there, Hunter safety courses there, all out of Bastiani's, one-stop shopping there. And veterans get discounts. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You can give them a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. All right, Wayne, we'll be right back with a couple of headlines that we're going to discuss, like they're calling for city leaders and activists are calling for the Chop Chaz out of Seattle to stand down. And a few other things that are happening out there that are kind of interesting.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's, gosh, you know what? It's right now 78 degrees going up to 111 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And the time is 7:21 in the morning here on the 26th. And this portion of the show brought to you by, you know, how appropriate, Alliance Heating and Air. Is your air conditioning working? Is it working well? Has it seemed to slow down? If it has, give them a call. Alliance Heating and Air. Any type of heating or cooling systems, their people are professional. They show up on time, and they get the job done at very fair prices. What else can you ask for? Oh, yeah, they've been voted best in the North State. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more on their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. It appears we've got four new cases of coronavirus in Shasta County. We're still, I think, doing well. The health authorities are not concerned. We have plenty of room if we have to send people into the hospitals. The mask or not mask question is going around. In Miami, they're getting ready to set up. If you're not wearing masks, you get a $500 fine.
In Miami?
In Miami. Of course, not here. I read an article about people in Shasta County. There's a battle, not people getting each other's faces or anything, but about wearing masks. I guess, you know, there's some people that are not going to wear masks for any reason, for a variety of reasons, while others will wear theirs everywhere. And I find myself wearing a mask when I go into areas, you know, into places where there's people, a lot mm-hmm. of people. But here in the offices, I don't wear them. And I know that you wear them.
I went out yesterday to two places to grab some quick, you know, food to cook and another place for a specific item. And I was pleasantly surprised that the masks were mandatory to enter the facility in the one place. And the second place, which would have been Safeway, there might have been a sign that said masks, but it doesn't mean everybody's following it. But I was surprised in Safeway as well on Cypress that most people were wearing masks. Not all, but a lot of people.
Well, you know, I read someplace on Facebook that same thing, is that they saw 80%, they thought, of people mm-hmm. in Safeway mm-hmm. wearing masks. And I've gone in there before, and nobody's been wearing masks. So I think it comes back up. You know, you've got people saying, why aren't you wearing it? You're protecting. It's not you you're protecting. You're protecting other people. And then the people that don't want to wear a mask, they do nothing except, you know, you can still get, you know, the virus can still enter your mask from 4 feet away. Mm-hmm. It's this personal thing. A lot of people just don't like being told what to do. Some people have breathing problems. Some people, that when you were wearing yours that one day,
It was the first time I wore a mask, and it was basically one of those masks that you wear when you're painting, and it just, that, no. That was just one of those little flat paper ones that was not working for me.
But speaking of masks.
Okay.
KCNR, 96.5, Free Fire Radio. We are getting masks with our logo. So if you say, okay, well, I'm going to wear a mask when I'm going into a, you know, into a store, I'm going to wear a mask. Here's your chance to wear a KCNR mask. So we will probably give away, they're supposed to arrive Monday.
And, locally made.
That's right. Locally made.
Not like we sent off to Amazon, had them made.
Yep. I heard somebody said, and I saw somebody wearing a mask. I said, well, where'd you get that? And she gave me the lady's name, and she, so she's putting them together right now as we speak. So.
Speaking of masks.
Come Monday or Tuesday, we will give away a KCNR mask. But you have to promise to wear it.
Well, you know, you can't.
If you are going to wear a mask, if you're going to wear a mask, wear the KCNR mask when you go into places.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying, well, that's free advertising, Carl. Well, yes, but you're listening to this free. So think of it as a trade. You listen to the show, you wear our mask.
In the news, you know, we love Mark Pierce and the group at Hilltop Medical Center, as well as Hilltop West. Well, in the news, many people, according to this article, many people believe wearing a mask in general can be harmful, but especially for a long period of time. But it turns out that's not the case. The World Health Organization says the prolonged use of medical masks when worn properly does not cause COT intoxication oxygen deficiency. According to Dr. Michael Jordy over at Hilltop Medical Center, says the scientific data backs up what World Health Organization states.
Well, yeah, but you know what? And our mask, you'll be able to adjust them around your nose so it's not be pushing it.
He says, as long as your mask fits properly and has some airway, which the majority of all face coverings do, there is no health risks in wearing a face mask for a longer period of time. Because think about the people who are doing hair, the people who are that are at the checkout stands, these people that are working long shifts that are wearing masks. What about the doctors? All day long, the nurses, the assistants, they're wearing these masks all day long. The downside is the discomfort. So it's important to not reuse disposable masks and always have a spirit of change into as soon as your medical mask gets damp. Did you hear that? According to Dr. Jordy from Hilltop Medical. If your face mask gets damp for any particular reason, you need to change it.
When it's 111 degrees outside, you may have it getting
wet. You may have to take a few with you that
day. Because you're sweating that day. Okay, good news. United Airlines is bringing the flights back to Reading for LAX and adding another to San Francisco. As you know, during the COVID outbreak, they canceled the flights to LAX and cut two of the flights back to San Francisco, only leaving one. Now they're bringing another flight back to San Francisco, and they are bringing back the flight to Los Angeles. So that's good news.
The goats are back. That's the other thing. Roughly 450 goats were released onto, you know, when you're driving over Buenaventura. The residents have decided to take matter in their own hands. It's fire season. Bring in the goats.
They rented the goats themselves?
Yep.
So the city's not?
Well, this is what it said. Around 115 Eagle Ridge residents of Buenaventura have hired goats.
That's what I heard saying.
To help them prepare
prepare
wildfire.
So you got 400 goats out there running amok.
See, the city of Reading's hired them before in helping them clear some vegetation in the past. But as the wildfire season is here, these particular residents wanted to be proactive, and they just said, I'd like to know who's the goat caller. Who do you call? Who do you call when you want goats? There's got to be a 1-800-GOAT number or something.
I really looked into this because, I mean, a couple of years ago I thought, well, why aren't we using goats? I said, this would be a good business to get into. I mean, it's environmentally sound and it does a good job. So I called a goat herder. And here, I think they were in Cottonwood or Red Bluff. And I said, hey, look, how many goats you got? And he goes, I have like 8. And I said, hey, look, I'm thinking about getting a herd of goats to, you know, for environmental reasons. They use them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, really? And I said, would you like the job? And he goes, no. And he said, how many goats? I said, well, you know, like maybe 100. Oh, no, I don't want that job. And I said, well, why? He says, goats. Think of Think of a two-year-old with four legs and fast. They can get into things, and then after you get them out, like they'll stick their head into like holes in the fence. And after you work an hour to get them out without hurting them, they look at you, they try to butt you, and then they stick their head right back into the hole.
Well, do we have to take a break? Because
I'm still telling my goat story here. Anyway, he didn't want to do it, and I kind of gave up on it after I heard that story.
Well, we got to go, but I've got a great goat story
about it. You are becoming a real, you know, you're becoming a zealot on these breaks. Have you noticed that?
Well, let's do it. 7:30, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark started this right out of her home, this love of what it is to care for seniors or care, have a great company that cares for somebody in need that needs a bonded and a secured company to come in for their elderly, for somebody who perhaps just had a baby and has to go back to work and they need somebody there for something, an operation, you know, something where there's somebody who's going to come in and really help in that time of need. So go to Home Helpers in Reading, or you can call her at 226-8350. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We're coming up with House of Realty. What's happening in the North State with real estate? Everybody wants to know what's going on right now. So stay tuned, and we're going to have the experts on right after this break.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1/12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this a long time, since 1993. And if there's anything about insurance that there is and that she doesn't know about it, it's because Gavin Newsom hasn't made a new law. And if he does, she's right there on top of it. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, you can give them a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Hey, we're here with the House of Realty with Bruce and Cameron Middleton. And I always, you know what, I've already got questions in here lining up for you. Love having you guys here talking about, because with your, you've been there for 50
years. Let's see. We've been there since 1965, so it's 55 years.
55 years. So yeah. When we start talking about the town, and we can go back and look, and then you've got a fresher set of eyes, even though Cameron's been brought up in the business, but you're really, you're in with the 2030 club, or you may not be in there
the
anymore because
you've
aged out of it.
Come back, Cameron. Back into Reading.
They did kind of kick me out effectively about a year ago. When
is that
turned
right?
40, that's it for the 2030 club.
But you probably have a group of, people that you went to school with that left, went to college, tried to live elsewhere, and decided, you know what, Reading's a great place. Now you're married and have a kid. You know, the whole resurgence of the next generation.
Tons of them. A lot of my high school friends are back here in Reading.
You know, and they are not people just coming back to live with their parents.
Yeah.
These are people that come back.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
I don't know. Mom made that really clear to me. Like, we love you, and, we're always here for you, but you're not going to come back and stay in this house.
You know, you can come and visit, things like Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays, but don't ever let us see you with a bag in your hand.
Cameron came back from Berkeley, and his room was an office.
Well, we do have a caller, and we have questions, so let's probably start off with some of those, and then we're going to – I know I have questions
sure.
as well. I want to know what's going on with – we'll talk about that first, but we always like to try to give first
Nick,
dibs
good morning.
To our callers. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I saw in the chat room where Jimmy asked if the commission on the sale of a house is 6%. And it's my understanding that on a residence it's 6% and on raw property it's 10%. I've got a question after you answer that.
Well, that's all negotiable. We're seeing a lot of residential properties listed at 5%, where 2.5% goes to the listing agent, 2.5% goes to the selling agent. And, land typically and for years was 10%. Depending upon the value on the land, if it's a $2 million piece of property, you're going to negotiate. But commissions are always negotiable. And, as a property owner, you can shop and call around and see what, somebody will do for you. I think there are those out there that just want a listing, and they'll charge very little, but you won't get any service and probably won't sell the land. But, Nick, those are all negotiable.
Are you getting a lot of people that want to negotiate, or is the general public not wise to that?
Pretty much on a daily basis.
Well, thank you. That answers
Thanks, Nick.
My question, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Hey, Nick, Logan did a great job yesterday, too. Logan's my barber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cypress Square.
Do you want to go through the chat room real fast?
No, that was about it. They're talking about some things about
back and forth.
Is Prop A still enforced outside of Reading, those kind of things. But let's get into
new listings.
What's happened in the month that you all were
right.
here before? And I think, weren't you all in like an hour and a half last time?
Yeah,
we were.
Because we had somebody, or 8 o'clock, yes, but it was great. We had so much information.
Well, and there was a lot of uncertainty a month ago. There still is. But I can tell you here, and it's all sector driven, depending upon what, you know, what price range we're talking about. But the market has really taken off. I think what we are now seeing is that the pent up demand over those few months when people couldn't go out, they couldn't see homes. It is now those buyers have now hit the market, and we're seeing several homes now. I mean, this is really going on in the last month, especially in the $200,000 to $300,000 range, right in there. Really, our more median and just under the median. We're seeing multiple offers. We had one last week. There was a dozen offers on it.
Wow.
Well, okay, when you get a dozen offers, so does that tell you? You know, so you go, do you get in, let them then start bidding against each other?
Oh yeah,
yeah. There's, I mean that, and that's very, you know, that's very appropriate.
There are bidding wars out there, but keep in mind too that a property has to appraise if somebody's getting a loan. A lot of these offers though are cash. Right now, just in the last 30 days, we don't have panic buying like we did in 2006, where if I don't make an offer today, I'm not going to get the property. But we're getting close to that in the lower range.
Yes.
275 and under. There was a house the other day that 329, I think, that Cameron showed, and there was so much activity, they raised it to 369 the next day, which is ridiculous.
Did they get it?
They haven't. It's still,
not sure yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Let's talk. And my question was regarding that, and I wanted to get that out. We have incredible loans that are right now, they're talking about 275 and that kind of thing. Is that, would that, coupled with the fact that everybody's been pent up, would that be why people are like, I'm going to see if I can refi my house, or I'm going to sell my house and I'm going to buy a new house?
Yeah, refis are up, no question. And I think some people are taking advantage of the low interest rates. Again, depending upon what industry you're in, there are those who made it through this just fine so far. There are those who've really struggled. The thing we're still seeing right now is low inventory. So as of this morning, about 20 minutes ago, we were at 669 listings on the total Shasta MLS.
Wow.
So that's even stuff up in Burnie and, you know, Castella,
that's a big step up
anywhere.
From 6 months ago?
Well, 669, I can remember when we had 2,300. So the inventory is
way down,
extremely low, and that's one of the reasons causing this somewhat panic buying.
Okay, here's my, you know, I keep seeing headlines, the exodus out of the cities because of what
that's happening
for a variety of reasons, and not just, you know, not just unrest because that passes, but because of things like the COVID. But it was just, people have just seen what happens when they live in a city.
We're starting to see that over the years. I think this is my 38th year, but over the years, two or three times when that bubble starts to burst in the Bay Area, we have people coming up here with huge equities, and I always enjoy the fact that they think something's wrong with the property because it's so cheap. But no, we're seeing that again. I have a niece that just moved up from the Bay Area. She works for Lyft, and she can work out of the house. They were paying $3,800 or something for a one-bedroom apartment on the fourth floor with no elevator, and they have a one-year-old, and she's pregnant. And they just rented a really nice house for $1,800 a month with a two-car garage and 1,800 feet. And we're seeing more of that. You're going to,
because they can work from here, and that's one of the things I think is coming out of this. It's going to change the whole, you know, it's going to change the whole mindset that they're finding out that if they can work with 50% of their people in larger places, especially that when it's, you know, computer type related, that 50% of their people being at home is fine. That means they can narrow their footprint too.
Absolutely.
And then the people that are working there, if I can work there, and, you know, I can work anywhere. So, I mean, I can work from anywhere. And this is you're still close to San Francisco, the Bay Area, but you can live a lot better.
Well, I've had two Bay Area firefighters, one from San Francisco, one from Morgan Hill, calling and inquiring about buying up here. They're done down there. They're over with it, just with the city life, want to move up here. Had a gentleman call from Marin County about a week ago, wanted to know what it was like to build a house up here. I said, well, you know, you're going to have some fees and permits. You're going to have these issues. He said, listen, I'm from Marin County. Not only do they tell you what color the house has to be, but what color socks you have to wear while you're building the house. So he goes, listen, you know, anything's better than that. So, yeah, we're starting to see it. We're seeing people come up here.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I really would love to see what you guys have to say or what you've heard about the downtown resurgence. The landscape of downtown is changing before our eyes every single day. So we're going to hear more insight about that, information about that when we come back here on KCNR. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit windriver.com.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, the 26th of June today, 7:49 in the morning, and it is 79 degrees, going up to 111 today. The reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I wandered in there the other day. It's by appointment only, and you can make appointments at 244-9478. There's 10 minutes in between each customer, and they completely sanitize the area. And it takes 10 minutes to do that. And then you come in, they wear a mask, you wear a mask, and you get your hair cut. And guess what? They can cut around your mask. And I said, I can take it off. No, it's okay, because if they walk in, the board, cosmetology board walks in and you're not wearing a mask, that's a $10,000 fine.
Really?
And I am more than happy to wear a mask if it keeps the government off a business like Cypress Square
Barbershop. Okay, well, listen, but I can tell you right now that I went to Boheme and I had a 2.5-hour hair appointment, which meant washing, different colors of, the dye.
Of the rainbow?
Yes, all of that. And we mask the entire time, on me, on her, on everybody in there. And I thought it was weird, have your hair washed with the mask on. But that's what we did.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, got my haircut yesterday. So so did Cole, my son, my 2-year-old.
Oh.
Which, again, you want to talk about public safety. Giving that kid a haircut is very, very difficult. It's kind of akin to an exorcism. He screams and fights, and, it takes about 3 people. To
scary time, huh?
Have you heard of Benadryl?
Yeah, we're out.
We're out.
After 2.5 months, I can understand. Hey, we are here with the Mr. and Mr. Middleton, Bruce and Cameron from House of Realty. And we talked about the number of homes in inventory are down. Would you say about 600?
669.
669. It's in that certain price range. It is a bidding war out there.
It is.
And then, Linda, you asked a question about...
Before our break, we discussed the downtown resurgence or the redevelopment of downtown Reading. And how is that affecting and is there any kind of projection on those people who are buying now? What's going to happen once this downtown model is finished?
I think, number one, it's fluid. So we've got some good projects that are still ongoing. So we've got the project down on Market Street. The Block 7 is still moving along. It looks like they've had some delays there. Obviously, we're going to have the courthouse. Seeing the Reading Inn come down,
yes.
I thought was a very good step. And, again, they bought up that entire block.
And that's a Bay Area company.
I have a question about that block for a second.
Sure.
Okay, so we know we have the Dark Side or the Dark Moon or whatever that is. Okay, there's another office building. Is that coming down as well?
No, they're going to remodel that. I sold that about 10 years ago, though.
Okay.
And... it wasn't Pace, but there was an engineering firm in there, and they're going to completely remodel that and keep that.
Okay.
And the Dark Side, I did not realize that place has been there like 15 years. Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah.
And
longer than that.
Yeah. And he has. I've never been in there, so I'm not even sure what's in there. But it must be a business
building
that's continuing
but
on.
It's 30 something years, I think.
Yeah.
Said
so that's going to stay. And they're just going to develop that corner. I don't know.
They're going to tear down that building.
Okay.
I read that article in the paper. It was interesting. He said that had he had the opportunity to buy the building, he would have paid more than the developers did.
Oh.
The owner of it, right, or the guy that's in there right now.
Right.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
I think they sold that for $3 million. Did I see that figure?
Two point something for the entire block. We sold that building once for $1.2 million, the one building. And once the tenants moved out, he had trouble releasing it. And I think he sold it after he had paid $1,150,000 or whatever it was for like $650,000.
Is the price $2.7 million a good price?
For a city block.
I mean, that seems to be a good
And you have a building that you're going to refurbish, but
yeah. Right.
But that, as I recall, was about 8,000 feet. So, yeah, that's a very good
price. And it gives you a lot of options. When you can control your parking situation, your landscape situation, your building footprints, everything else, you're less constrained by other buildings on the block. Those guys have a blank canvas, and that's a nice thing to have if you're going to do some type of development there. And I think a lot of these projects downtown are still going to move forward. I think we're going to see some good things. I have two concerns personally. One is still parking, and it's not even just we need to look at the supply and the location of that housing or of that parking, but also we need to not get carried away, in my opinion, with enforcement. That'll drive people out.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that we're seeing in terms of commercial and industrial real estate and going forward is we've got multiple sectors. You've got office, you've got warehouse. Warehouse and industrial still look pretty good. Office is going to still should do okay. Retail is the one that everyone is really concerned about here, and the retail landscape moving forward. And a big part of this downtown plan is first floor retail.
Mm-hmm.
The other one are some of these active uses, so restaurants are another. It's going to be painful times for restaurants. And trying to open a new restaurant now, I like how Yax put it. We just picked the wrong darn year to try and open a restaurant. We'll try again later.
Mm-hmm.
But with rising labor costs, rising food costs for restaurants, that's going to be tough. And again, that retail landscape is going to be awfully difficult. And that's a big part of trying, that's always been part of the vision of a revitalized downtown, is having a bunch of shops and restaurants and cafes and things
that are open
on the first floor.
You can walk around the downtown and, you know,
yeah.
go to the Cascade for something or, you know.
Exactly.
I'd love to see a movie downtown, but I think that's going to be way too expensive talking to Danny Knott.
Yeah, it's because
something like that's very, very expensive.
Well, can I just take a minute here and say I just want to do a shout out of love, because when I first moved up to Reading, I asked, okay, I'm moving up to Reading, and who's the realtor? So I asked Charlie and Lynn Moss. And, you know, Lynn Moss, being one of my closest and dearest and oldest friends in Reading, owns Country Kitchen. So as we're talking about restaurants and we're talking about what it is to keep supporting during this time, if it hadn't been for Charlie and Lynn Moss, we wouldn't really have used the House of Real Estate to the House of Realty to buy the house on downtown. And we love our home, and it's been almost, can you believe it's almost 14 years?
No.
All of a sudden, 2 or 3 years just went blurred.
In reality, it's
I can't believe
years.
That. But you know what's interesting, too, is that Charlie bought his house through my father.
Really?
Yeah, up in Sunset Terrace. Yeah, the house Lynn lives now.
Yes, it's a beautiful home.
Yeah.
I love that area.
Well, I tell you what, we've come to an end of our half hour, and I think we're going to be seeing this coming year that we may see more of House of Realty for a longer period of time.
Yeah, right. We'd like to
on Fridays.
Yeah, we set up all your questions.
So yeah. Well, there's just a lot of other things to cover. I mean, you know, again, going over some of the local activity. I can tell you as well, on the Planning Commission this year, these last couple of months, we've had a lot of activity. So we've been having regular meetings with multiple agenda items, multiple projects.
Well, let me ask you this question real quick. We've got about a minute and a half. Costco. It looked like,
We're getting close. We opened escrow on that on May 4th, 2016. It's been over 4 years. I looked in the paper this morning. Dignity's about approved. That's been over 3 years.
Yeah.
The city's ready for these projects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this thing has been mitigated and remitigated. And hopefully, apparently, they're not going to seek signatures and do the
report. I did hear that. But
yeah,
I wonder if it's going to be then a lawsuit.
And their comment had been, we will not file a suit if, you know, we don't do the referendum. But we'll have to see. But I think that could go immediately to court. I mean, it's time.
Everybody
Costco
agrees.
Credit, you know. If you're a smaller company, you come to Reading and you're waiting. When you were talking about this block down here, it doesn't seem like there's going to be anything subsidized. So the time frame will be interesting, how long it takes them to where they put a 2x4 on that ground.
Because it's not subsidized? Because they're using their own money?
Yeah.
So you're talking about quick.
Well, you're talking about these projects right over here,
yeah.
And those are subsidized.
Right.
Low interest loans
right.
And whatever. This sounds like it's not going to be. And so anyway, it'll be interesting to track and see how long it takes.
They may be finished before.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. And again, next time, let's do an hour.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to cover, and we'd have to do commercial breaks and, you know, give love to our sponsors as well. And we just so much appreciate you being on. We like House of Realty. We appreciate your honest and integrity.
Well,
really.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, we've got one safe place, and we're going to see what's happened on the results of everybody being locked down when it comes to domestic violence, child abuse, and these, what we should be looking for out there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Coronavirus cases in the U.S. may be 10 times higher than reported. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC estimates 20 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus since it first arrived in the country. And as COVID-19 surges in his state, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has paused the lifting of virus restrictions. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says his state is seeing a rise in cases as well.
Expect that our numbers will be worse next week and the week following in terms of cases and hospitalizations. Whenever we make some changes, it takes several weeks for those changes to catch up in the numbers affecting real people.
COVID-19 cases on the rise, primarily across the South and the West. A big rebound in consumer spending last month.
Down just over 12.5% in April, consumer spending bounced back in May, up by 8.2%. The report by the Commerce Department showed that Americans stepped up their spending last month despite a 4.2% decline in personal income. The rise in consumer spending also coincides with a sudden surge in coronavirus cases that's forcing states and businesses to consider scaling back or even reversing their reopenings. Consumer spending is closely watched because it accounts for about 70% of economic activity. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The Trump administration is not abandoning efforts to strike down Obamacare, the administration making its case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The sell-off continues on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow down about 565 points, a loss of more than 2%. The S&P is off 57, the NASDAQ down 200 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-600-3010. That's 800-600-3010. 800-600-3010.
The World Health Organization warns that Europe is facing a resurgence of the coronavirus.
Not long ago, Europe was the epicenter of the global pandemic. It now accounts for a lower proportion of total confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide, with the recent surge in the Americas. But the danger has not passed. Dr. Hans Kluge says 20,000 cases and more than 700 deaths are being reported in Europe daily. He's praised the response of the authorities in countries like Germany, Poland, Spain and Israel for responding fast to recent local outbreaks in food processing plants, coal mines and schools. But health systems, he said, could still be pushed to the brink if outbreaks were left unchecked.
That's the BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Mexico has surpassed 25,000 reported coronavirus deaths and 200,000 confirmed cases as the country's Treasury Secretary says he has tested positive and will self-quarantine. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maryland planning to honor victims of a newsroom massacre in the state capitol.
The state is set to award $300,000 next week for the construction of a memorial honoring the victims of a 2018 shooting at a newspaper office in Annapolis that killed five employees of the Capitol Gazette. The Guardians of Free Speech is set to be unveiled in June 2021. That's the three-year anniversary of the shooting, in which authorities say a man with a history of harassing people at the paper burst into the newsroom and opened fire. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The Federal Reserve says a worst-case scenario for the U.S. economy ravaged by the pandemic would cause the country's 34 biggest banks to collectively lose roughly $700 billion. To bolster the banks ahead of such a potentially damaging recession, the Fed has ordered them to suspend buybacks of their stock and cap dividend payments until September 30th. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 526. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the phone number. Carl Linda Bott, welcome you to our Friday 626 show, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center with Jared at the helm. And Linda will be, she's cycling through. She'll be right back. What's the weather look like, love? What's the weather look like?
I'm coming in, right? I'm here.
You're here.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I just left the room for a minute. Okay. Looks like we have a heat advisory till about 8 o'clock, until Saturday, actually. Today's going to be, oh, my gosh, when I look at these numbers in the triple digits. Yeah, today we look like we're going to get to be up to about 112. Overnight lows will be 75. Tomorrow calls for 104. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with 67. Sunday calls for 88 and Sunday night around 60. Monday calls for 90 with an overnight low of 65. There's your weekend forecast. Hot heat advisory. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, veteran owned. Senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. We thank them for their wonderful sponsorship of the weather. They're great. 8:06 in the morning. Again, it is the 26th of June.
Well, that's Friday.
I know.
Hey, with us are Faith and Amanda. But before we get to Faith and Amanda from One Safe Place, yeah, we're going to Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan!
Susan!
Good morning.
Oh, my
gosh.
Nice
to hear your voices.
Oh.
Anyways, stocks under pressure this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 474 points at 25,277. The S&P 500 is off 55 points at 3,027. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 165 points at 9,852. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Gap Incorporated up $3.62, trading at 1378. The XLF Financial Sector Spider down 77 cents at 22.82 per share. Bank of America off $1.23 at $23.48. For local retail stocks of interest, Best Buy of $1.53 at $86.24. Target down 32 cents, trading at $119.49. Walmart off 17 cents at $119.54. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 0.67%. Commodities are also in the red today. Gold is down $8.20 at $1,761 per ounce. Silver off 31 cents at $17.68 per ounce. And crude oil off 76 cents, trading at $37 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan.
Thank you.
Why didn't you tell me 25 years ago to buy gold?
I know. It's cycling up again. Some analysts say 3,000. That would mean the stock market would really be under pressure.
Wow.
We made it through another week.
Okay.
Thank
you know what?
The Lord.
You bet, Susan. You have a great weekend.
Well, first of all, let me just say, wait, before you leave, Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Oh, she just left. You know, because I know it's happening. It's crazy with the market right now. Well, they get in super early, and I'm glad that she calls.
Market opens up here at 6 in the morning.
Right? And so she's busy with that right now. But Susan Eastman, a Wells Fargo advisor, and she will help you with your retirement plan. And, you know, gosh, if you're figuring out, what do I do? You know, maybe you just came into some money, or somebody who just, you know what it is when you inherit something. And you need an advisor. Susan is great. She's been with us for a very, very long time. Ever since we started our radio station, she's been on board with us, and we just really think the world of her. So.
You can reach her at 243-7561 or stop by 2705 Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay. We're still here with Faith and Amanda from One Safe Place.
Hello.
Okay, now I will have to say I'm going to rat you all out. Last time they were in here, they were bandaged, they were taped. One had gone down the stairs broken her toe in like two places.
It really hurt.
It really did. I mean, she was in here and she wasn't crying, but you could tell. And then
you were about to make me cry, Carl.
I was.
You're making fun of me so much.
I thought you were going to say something.
And then Amanda,
like...
and then Amanda was on one of these little scooters, little electric scooter, and she found out that you cannot take the high side of a curve at 40 miles an hour.
Okay, you guys. Yeah. I thought you were going to say something very glamorous, like we did an extreme race.
No,
and we broke
they're
our
a little
toes.
Pathetic.
Yeah,
oh, hers wasn't toes, and you couldn't really tell until she moved, and then you could see the bandages going all the way down on her arm, on her leg.
We'll call it extreme life. We just went through extreme life.
Exactly.
You know, lesson number one: what not to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys. All right. So, when we think about this subject in One Safe Place, and what happens with. When we're at a time like now, and there's no outlet or lesser outlets for people, like with regular routines, school, YMCA programs, camps canceled. Tell us what, first of all, what do you want to talk about? But that's something that I think it's right. on everybody's mind. Mm-hmm. What we look for, what can we do? Mm-hmm. Where we're actually seeing our neighbors that maybe we've never seen down the street for some time.
Yeah.
So all of the above.
Yeah. Well, we have been stressing that we've been open this whole time. We're essential, of course. And you're right. It has been on the rise with people being stressed out and families that are fighting that have never fought before. It's a really stressful time with everything. So we're doing the best we can, and we still have amazing partners and resources that we use, and we are doing things just a little different.
And just to say, isolation is a mm-hmm. huge tactic for domestic violence, and so the fact that everyone is isolated in this moment is a risk, right? And so a lot of people are reaching out, and, you know, some people are even afraid of getting COVID, and so that can be another barrier to even leaving their house and seeking help. But we do have our 24/7 crisis hotline that they can call at any time and speak to an advocate. And even if someone is wondering, hey, is my relationship abusive? Are there red flags? That's something that we can talk about and discuss with them to see if they really are in danger. Mm-hmm. And if they're, you know, some people don't know what's normal until someone says, hey, that's actually not a healthy relationship. And so we are there for them, for the community. And we just want to reiterate, we are here for you. We are with you. We believe you. And we are taking all the safety precautions to stop the spread of COVID at One Safe Place.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's just talk a little bit about how that looks. Somebody places a call. Somebody, it's a very complicated thing, because when someone is in an abusive relationship, and in fact, next time you guys come on, it would be nice to have, you know, if somebody would like to even call in if they're worried about their face being seen or a name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We just want the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the story resonates, and the story is got a different face and a different name and a different place, but a lot of the same kind of, he didn't really mean it or she didn't really mean it. And, he's just in a bad mood, you know, or, mm-hmm. You know, we're in a really stressful time right now, and she just broke down, and it's just a one-time deal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is it possible, people are probably listening and asking, that it could just be a one-time deal, or has this become a pattern? How do you even answer that?
Yeah, I think some of the risk factors are like less of red flags than others. And so, for example, like if someone just got into a relationship and the partner is trying to move very fast, even though sometimes that can seem as a good thing, like the relationship is going great, but that's actually can be, not all the time, but it can be a manipulation tactic and a power and control. And so sometimes, you know, a person can say, oh, this was the first time I've been hit, or it happened because they were drinking. But then when we look at all the risk factors and all the red flags, there are probably two or three that they didn't even think of. And so I would say there are probably more that are under the surface, but maybe because they didn't see it as a, you know, a red flag, because we see it all the time, but maybe because they're not familiar with it, they wouldn't see it until someone else can point out, this is the power and control wheel. These are the things that it looks like are not safe in your relationship.
Well, we're gonna have to take a break. We talk about grooming with molestation, and I'm wondering if there's some of those same flags when it comes to abuse with grooming, such as you were talking about, where you're dating, or it comes on so fast and strong, and it makes that one person, whether it's a female or a male, feel, oh, I'm so special, oh, my God, the flowers and the notes, and, you know, to get you away, isolate you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is what happens with grooming.
My way of handling when I met Linda was I went to Iraq.
He went to Iraq
for
the next day.
For seven months the next day. I didn't know her name, and that was my way of grooming.
You had to get the hell out of Dodge.
I went to a country where people were shooting at me.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, let's take.
Yeah, that was this a portion little funny, haha.
Well, I figured that the worst case, that if something, you know, while we were writing each other and something was said, and this was, we were very open with each other, if something was said was a deal breaker, I would just extend it for another 6 months or headed for Afghanistan. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? Well, I love talking about Cornerstone Community Bank. They're so community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated. They stood up when the COVID hit to help businesses, saved thousands of jobs. We're able to put millions of dollars into the economy here to save jobs through that Paycheck Protection Plan. They continue to move dreams forward during this time frame, and that you couldn't ask for a better bank to go to. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, two locations in town, 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. Go on in, talk to the people, find out why people want to do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with One Safe Place. Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243
7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And today it is going to reach 111 degrees. It's 83 right now at 8:21 in the morning. Be careful out there. Do not leave anything in your car. If you're leaving your car,
even
that you expect it to be alive if you're gone for 30 minutes and you don't have air conditioning on in there. And that means, like, people or especially animals.
Linda, don't leave Carl in the car.
even hand sanitizer. I read an article where somebody had hand sanitizer in the middle of their car and the alcohol in it, it blew up.
Wow.
It burned. It burned like a hole in the middle. So don't leave anything in your car, okay? I'm not kidding. Unless it's a piece of paper in the glove box.
Right.
And then you might want to check it.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're looking for somebody that's not going to waste your time, that is a true professional in the business of automotive repair, it's Jeff Wurst of Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't fool around with your family's safety if it's that little bitty chip. If your air conditioning hits it, it could go immediately into a big crack. And what if you're driving down the road? Get those chips fixed. Or if you have cracks up to 2.5 feet in length, he can also repair those. He's not going to waste your time. He's not going to try to upsell you. He's just going to do the job. And then he guarantees it for life. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We're here with Faith and Amanda from One Safe Place. And, of course, the fear is that since everybody's been in, you know, isolation or self-quarantine and all these, that the amounts of domestic violence are just going to explode when this thing opens up. But we're also concerned about child abuse in there. And the fact is that kids aren't going to camps. They aren't seeing their teachers. They're not seeing their friends as much. That, too, can be a problem. But you all, now that people are starting to come out of this, you're having a couple of events. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to touch on camp quickly. We have done everything we can to keep camp going. We know that this is a really important thing in our community and especially for our clients. And so what we have decided to do is do camp in mini sessions throughout the whole month of July in sets of 10 kids at a time. One of the cool advantages of that is that the kids are going to get so much more access to staff and their counselors, and I believe it's going to build that, you know, mentorship a lot better than if it were a lot of the kids at the time. And so, honestly, I am looking forward to it. I have done camp last year, and
it was a great time. We did the whole week with, you know, all the kids at once, and that was great for its own purpose and, you know, reason. But this year we're going to do it in sets of 10, and I'm really excited about it.
So let's talk about camp a little bit and how one would are the kids who go to the camp, or have they been through the shelter? How do you find – where do the kids come from?
Yeah, so some of the kids have gone through the shelter or are in shelter currently, but then other kids are referred by therapists or, yeah, so therapists. And I do want to mention we are a partner with Family Dynamics, and they have their kids referred as well. And so a lot of these kids have witnessed domestic violence or have been sexually assaulted or witnessed sexual assault in the home. And so all of them have come from, you know, a history of trauma, and the purpose of the camp is to build resiliency in them, to show them how to hope, and to basically let them have, you know, an outlet to be kids. This is about bringing their childhood back, right?
And the fact that, the girl or the boy that's next to them, it's kind of like unspoken, you've been where I've been. You know, it's not mm-hmm. like there's not a class barrier. I mean, that's a commonality. Let's talk about, I like, you know, I'm a visual person, so, and our listeners are as well. Let's talk about what, the camp, where the camp is, what it looks like. Is it a 4 days? Do they camp overnight? Is it a day camp? Tell me what it looks like and what you need, because we want to do something to support the camp. Do you need beach towels? Do you need paper? What do you need? So there's a 3-pronged question.
Yeah. So the camp is going to be, like I said, in session. So it's going to be 3 days, 2 nights. We're going to be out in Shastina. So not too far, but far enough where it feels like, you know, there's the mountains and the woods. It's actually really nice. So as far as donations go, I think as of now we're good on towels. We could use sunscreen.
Okay.
Yeah, so everything has to be, you know, obviously packaged and ready to go. But sunscreen.
Do they get like little toothbrush and toothbrush,
yeah,
and little sets like that? Can you use, if somebody puts together these little, you know, or do you guys go through somebody for that?
Yeah, we have an ongoing need for that. So if,
kids
snacks is something we always take. I think food specifically is the better option just because we go through food so much. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, snacks would be our preferred choice, packaged.
All right. Okay. And the little drinks that you stick the straws in, that kind of thing.
Those are the best.
I like them too. In fact, Carl got, when I was gone for a couple months there, you brought home those little, what were they called? Those goo things that you suck on. Those little things you squeeze and you suck on.
Yeah.
What was that called?
I don't know. They were
baby
were
food.
Like fruit. They were like fruit. You know, like fruit.
Like a go-gurt.
Yeah.
But thank
it's
you.
Something,
that's what it was.
But it's something you can use too when you're working out. That,
yeah.
You know, if you're going, especially going distances, that you don't want something big in your stomach. You just, you know, it has calories in it and protein and all that kind of
Carl
stuff.
Carl on the treadmill with a go-gurt.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this show this morning and you're thinking, you know, I really want to do something, and you can like think about what these kids have gone through, and they're coming together with the small camp in July where there's 10 at a time, which I think is brilliant. Let me finish that thought. And you want to donate, drop it off at one safe place. Okay, right? You're always taking donations.
Yeah, give us a call first, and we'll let you know if you have something else that you're considering. We are pretty limited on what we can take right now just due to the current circumstances. So it really does depend. Unfortunately, we can't accept, like, used clothing or anything right now. So we're pretty limited. So give us a call.
You don't have the facilities to wash 1,000 pairs of shorts or things like that. No, we understand. But it's, again, it's great that the camp's going
to
be out there.
Yeah,
you know what?
It was a priority, and we were trying so hard to come up with creative ways to do it. We scratched over our plan over and over again.
Camp Hope Shasta is what it's called. Mm-hmm. Camp Hope Shasta. So when you're putting together maybe your little cosmetic bags or your food, and you put that to the side, be thinking about that, and you and call One Safe Place to see when you can and it's safe for you to deliver it.
And you have a list of all the things that people can donate, right?
Yeah, if you go on our website, we have a wish list. OSPShasta.org. And then if you click on wish list, we have a current list there.
That's great. Yep. That's great. We have a friend that collects towels. for kids that are going to camp.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs, like, what, 70 towels?
Yeah.
And so people drop by and drop them off there.
And she does a wonderful, kind of interesting, she'll take a picture and then post it and say thank you. And I don't know. It just always feels good what she does there. That's her one of her little callings that she does that's special.
We love that people, you know, want to donate in their own way, and we have a lot of events that people put on for us as well, which we always appreciate. So we just had a canned food drive the other week by Wolfpack Clubhouse, and they made that happen within a week, and we had so many amazing donations. So it's great.
And you can take those kind of things because they're
right. Yeah, it's just great that different communities like come together and help everyone.
This is a very giving community, as well.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and I mean when we're hit by disasters, and you think, you know, this is going to really, you know, people are just going to, because they're in shock. But then, no, our community stands up.
Mm-hmm.
We're here with Faith and Amanda from One Safe Place. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service store jewelry store in Reading. And one of Linda's favorite places to hang out because it's air-conditioned.
And they have jewelry, no, Carl.
And they have jewelry.
Well, they also have vintage jewelry, but I'm thinking that during this time, a lot of people, when we were doing the shut-in, people went through their belongings or maybe you know, put off projects that they weren't going to do. So if somebody needed to have a ring expanded, or they needed to have something cleaned, or they needed to have something looked at for insurance purposes, this is a perfect place to go. It's locally owned, Four Winds Jewelry at Hilltop Drive. We're going to take a break and be right back with One Safe Place.
Okay.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Good morning and welcome back on this Friday morning. Expect a hot day today. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, celebrating our FM and being on the air now for 10, going on 11 years. This is your talk radio, back in the saddle here. Right, you know, it's we're still in COVID. We've had a few more cases that have come in. And so, you know, of course, you hear this all the time, but practice your
Social distancing.
Don't be afraid. In fact, there was an article we just read earlier this morning about, you know, masks. Just always have one with you, in your purse, around your neck, in your car. Switch them out. Wash them. Just practice that as well as your
hands. Keep in the back of your mind that we're getting KCNR mask next week. Locally produced. Right here, and we'll probably give away a couple, but you have to wear them. If you're going to go out, if you're going to wear a mask, wear a KCNR Free Fire Media
mask. Might as well, right?
Might as well. May just, you know, and it'll be free for the first couple. And if you want to buy one later on, maybe we'll just keep giving them away.
Well, welcome back to our One Safe Place guests again, and I love covering this. You've got a golf tournament coming up, and we talk about what our city is mm-hmm. fueled. Mm-hmm. Many of our organizations are fueled by fundraising. And it's a very important thing in order to keep going is that, mm-hmm. okay, so we do these fun events where everybody can come together. So the golf mm-hmm. tournament is scheduled for late August. Tell us what that looks like.
Well, my name's Faith. I'm the event manager for One Safe Place. It has been really challenging having to cancel a lot of our major fundraising events this year. And of course we have to do what's necessary because our main priority is to keep our community safe. But we have been able to reconstruct this golf tournament, and we've been working really hard with Tierra Oaks, my previous employment with them. So it's been a really great partnership with them for this tournament. But we're doing a lot of things.
That golf course.
Oh, yeah, it's great. We're doing a barbecue as you go instead of a gathering in the clubhouse after. We're doing scores online instead of a gathering after as well.
Oh.
Scores online, which means I can put anything down there I want.
Well, you give our scorecard to us, and then we put it on
later,
Carl.
Okay.
We got to watch out for him.
Uh-oh.
But along with that, we're doing pre-signups right now. So we are taking signups. That is to avoid check-in the morning of. We're just doing a lot of things to, precaution all of that.
So people show up that morning.
Right.
They mm-hmm. get assigned to their. They've already got their card assigned, and then
they're ready to
and
go.
And then you're ready to rock.
Exactly.
Right then.
And we have some great prizes as well. We have a car that we're giving away. If
you're giving away a car.
Yes, Subaru is amazing.
Is that a hole in one?
Is that a hole in one?
You have to get a hole in one.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Just you forgot to mention that part, right?
I mean, it's pretty. There's like
it's pretty
four
easy.
Different par threes on.
Oh, come
Tierra
on!
Oaks,
it's
so.
Easy. Come on, anybody can do it. You see it happen all the time.
Did you watch that celebrity golf tournament that we watched with Tiger Woods and Tom Brady and who else played in that?
Phil Mickelson and
the pros.
Peyton Manning.
That was so enjoyable, and
right.
there we were 4 hours of watching golf, and it just loved it. And it was here are these big stars.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could be on the sidelines.
Yeah.
So. I think that what we're all going to find out is that with the camp and with the golf tournament, that there's a silver lining in doing things a little bit differently.
Of course.
And how
you got to be creative.
You got to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to do the prize giveaway? I mean,
prize
the hole in one is one thing, but I mean afterwards.
Yeah. So we have a raffle going on, and I'll be calling everyone that wins, and I'll personally deliver to their business after.
I see.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. We're doing sponsorships that are open. We have some opportunities. It's just going to be a great time. August 29th.
Okay, and let me mention this. Are you going to limit the number because of so many?
We are. Yeah.
So here's what I recommend to everybody: if you can't play, donate the cost of signing up.
Right.
You know, to play, because they can't have as many people due to the spacing and all this. So if you want to sign up, but there's no room, still donate your greens fee.
Yeah.
For that.
And what is this foursome?
It's still a write off.
Yeah. How much is a foursome?
$100 per player.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's a good price.
That's what you would pay if you were going to go buy a ticket and bid on something.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So
excellent.
It will be a great time.
That is August 29th. And how do we find that out? What, where would they go?
You can go on our website, ospshasta.org, or okay. Give me a call, extension 223.
Yeah, because you had to cancel Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
You had to cancel, there's been a few things.
There's
so
been some
this
big
is
ones.
Great. Get,
that's
been
too
creative.
Bad because I was waiting for the Dance of the Champions to be re-invited.
So I'm going to say this publicly. Carl, are you going to sign up a team?
For what?
The golf tournament. Well, I put
for
you
August
on the spot 29th. Now.
Put you on
yeah.
the spot.
Of course we will.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, but I tell you what. You've got to give... You have to give warnings to all of the Tierra Oaks area out there that Carlbot is coming out, and I've got a new driver.
Oh, no.
I can hit that ball 300 yards. Unfortunately, we don't know where that ball is going, so
yeah.
There could be broken windows surrounding Tierra, you know, the golf course.
The most embarrassing moment at Tierra Oaks at the tee, at the kickoff tee. Do you remember this one?
On the practice tee.
I would love to hear.
It was, I'm not a golfer, but we had these, we bid for it at some event where we had, golfing 18 holes in a cart at several of the locations at different golf clubs. So Tierra Oaks, we get there and I didn't hit the ball. I did not hit the ball for the first swing.
Yep.
I did not hit the ball for the second swing.
It happens to everyone, Linda.
After the third or the fourth, I looked over my shoulder because all of a sudden nobody's around me. It's like they went
she found out she had COVID.
Yeah, they went into the clubhouse so they could laugh.
Yeah. Oh.
So I wouldn't hear them because that's how bad it was.
Oh.
By the sixth or seventh, the golf pro came out.
By the eighth or ninth or tenth.
And Carl was trying not to laugh. And then I started, your body tightens up and you're like, stop it. Quit laughing. And at that time, I was sweating. I was embarrassed. Everything you could possibly imagine I was doing wrong. So the golf pro came out and said, just try a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and I'm still looking over behind my shoulder, and I see four or five people, and they're laughing. Laughing!
Well, you know what? The great thing about this tournament is we're not requiring a handicap or anything like that.
It's a best ball tournament.
All players welcome.
Thank you,
Linda.
Yes, okay. Even if I miss the ball,
we can have a redeeming moment.
I just want to relax and enjoy.
It doesn't mean we don't have a good time.
Yes.
Exactly.
We did enjoy. After that, I got through the embarrassment of my life, like I maybe would never play golf again. We like to play for these kinds of fundraisers. We really do.
Yeah, play for a great cause.
And it's nice to get on a cart and have a blast and be out in nature, and it's a beautiful course, and you're raising money, it's a mindfulness moment when you're thinking about the money is going to one safe place, and boy, mm-hmm. do we need it.
Yep.
Yes.
Let's talk about red flags. We've got a few minutes in this segment.
Yep.
We're talking about red flags, and we want to come back to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the red flags that people should watch out for was the first one that I was talking about, which is someone trying to move in a relationship really fast. Another red flag is if it feels like it's too good to be true too fast. So if it's too good to be true, I would watch for that as well. So if someone wants you to himself or herself, if someone is trying to isolate you, doesn't want you to be hanging out with your friends, doesn't want you to, be hanging out with your family, that is a huge red flag.
And it comes up slowly, too, that, I really don't like those people, and then we'll put them down, and especially to isolate you from your family.
Mm-hmm. And so, it happens a lot.
But a person that starts happening to, they're letting it happen. I mean, isolating from your family. I mean, that's a big thing. It's, especially if you had a close relationship with your family. And it's not like moving away. It's just It's just slowly moving them away from the family, and this is a huge thing. We've seen this before in a family that's close to us.
Yeah, and I think what happens a lot of the times is, you know, someone is actually in love with this person, right?
They don't even notice the signs.
They don't notice the signs, exactly. Yeah. It's you have so much love, and, you know, maybe you're in a la-la land at the beginning of the stage, but then as soon as more red flags start coming, that's when someone thinks to themselves, oh, maybe I should leave this relationship. But then if they feel unsafe, then they don't know where to reach out for help. They don't know what it's going to look like. And the statistics show that the danger intensifies. It's 7 times more dangerous after someone leaves a relationship for their own safety. And so that's why we're here. A lot of people get help from their family or friends. They have somewhere to go with them. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that choice. They don't even have family members that can take them in. And so One Safe Place can step up, and we have a shelter that they can go into. And even through COVID, even though we're being very careful about that, they still can get quarantined at a safe location. And then if they get tested and they don't have COVID, then they get transferred to a shelter.
Sure. You know, the other, you know, on this isn't just for women. This is for men, too. But then other ways of controlling is the old threat of killing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the person that's being the abuser.
Well,
if you leave, I'll kill myself to keep you there. And then it goes on from that thing. If you don't care, I don't care about you. And then violence comes in.
Yeah, it's absolutely about power and control. And so if someone is threatening to harm themselves, or, you know, I can't live without you, I am going to kill myself, that is a power tactic, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to manipulation. Mm-hmm. They're trying to keep you in all to themselves, isolate you. A lot of times they try to keep you from your own hobbies, from things that you enjoy. And so those are all tactics that are red flags. And I would say if you have one or more of these, if someone keeps texting you, wanting to check your location, checking your odometer, stalking you on social media.
Looking at your phone.
Absolutely. Those are things that, you know, some people think is normal, but it's not normal.
I just want to know where you are all the time in case something happens. Now, we have friends that they have that for each other, but that's perfectly normal for them. I'm a married, happily married couple, and he travels a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, you know, and he and I travel to other states, and so, you know, and then the girls come down, the ladies come down to join us, and I said, we try to figure out where they are, and he just looks at his phone. He goes, well, they're passing, Whiteout, Nevada right now, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But that's different than that's tracking them. Like, why were you at this place?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, why were you at this place, or why are you hanging out with this person, and accuses you of cheating, or accuses you of things that you haven't done, and puts you down. Those are all really, really big red flags.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. 8:46 in the morning, this is KCNR. Then this portion of the show has been brought to you by SST Oil.
That's right, it's fire season, and fire season means that our men and women of our fire crews are out there in the front lines. Well, I tell you, right behind them is SST Oil, making sure they have the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel for the aircraft, the helicopters, and the planes to get up in the air to fight these fires. SST Oil is also one of those heroes you don't hear about. Without that fuel, our guys, you know, are slowed down a lot, and SST Oil has a great reputation. Employee-owned, been in the business here in Reading since 1967. SST Oil. We'll be right back after these messages.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit WindRiver.com.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train to
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I want to remind everybody that today from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., a free webinar featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials on the Elder Abuse Awareness. Yes, and that's today. And you can get more information from our friends over at Shining Care. You can give them a call at 232-5543 or just look on the website of Shining Care. We're here with Faith and Amanda from One Safe Place, and it's such a joy to have you all here once a month to tell us what's going on, because we have probably one of the premier facilities in California, maybe even in the United States, being able to help with domestic violence. And people say, well, you've got such a high rate of domestic violence. Well, part of that reason is because our police are trained in looking for it. Our schools are trained in looking for it. And we actually have a facility that works. So it's kind of like anything. If it's there and the awareness is there, you're going to have more reports of it. So yeah. on one point, it's great to have our facility, but yeah, it does raise that because we're doing something about it. So
really
people
good.
Will report
the numbers
it.
Are reported.
Mm-hmm. The numbers are reported.
Exactly. Yeah. In the past, the numbers were really underreported, and it was such a struggle to get from one place to another place to get legal help
that's
and then therapy and then whatever, you know. And so now we're all in one place, and that's
We've
what we did that on
this
purpose.
Over the last 10 years of us being on our show, watch this go from being spread out until that terrible tragedy when that family left, and then the husband killed all of them and then himself. That kind of gave the springboard for everybody around here to go, you know what, that can't happen. And that kind of gave the springboard to let's start doing what we can do so we can start putting
and the building went
together.
Up and the, everything
thanks
converged.
To so many different people.
Yeah. Everyone has their own private room now.
Right.
Feel secure.
It's secure. That's the big thing.
Right.
And they feel that they can get back on their feet. There's training. There's so many success stories.
So let's go back to what we covered. August 29th is going to be the golf tournament. Go to OneSafe.
OSPShasta.org.
Thank you.
Call me on my extension.
Okay. Okay. So that's August 29th. It's $100 a person. So we'd love to see you out there, get a foursome, or if they're, you know, just support it.
We challenge other stations
and
put a team out there, and we'll have our own
mini
tournament among the stations out there.
And
so.
Camp Hope Shasta is going to be happening with 10 kids per increment of camp, which is 3 days, 2 nights, which I love. Go and see what their wish list is. If we talked about that earlier, about some of the things that they need as well. We really appreciate you ladies being on. We talked about red flags.
And next month.
Will there be any kind of Zoom or any kind of, like there's a webinar today with the elder abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of meetings where people can click on and talk about meeting with somebody where they can't come in person, but they maybe can go on their phone out in their car someplace and talk to somebody that way?
Well, we have the hotline that's open 24/7.
Now, is that face-to-face?
No, but we have advocates that are trained to talk to you face-to-face when, you know, we're
able
when
to you come
talk
in.
To you.
Yeah, they'll be there.
We try to cover both ways, right? So some people don't have an access to a phone because maybe they're in the same room with their perpetrator because of COVID. And so that's why we stayed open this time so they can actually go in. But then other people don't want to go in because they're afraid or they don't have the access to it. And so they can call. So we try to, you know, get it both ways where everybody can
can
get help.
Now, next month is parenting month.
So purposeful parenting is for the month of July. We have some resources on our website, ospshasta.org. I do want to mention, if you suspect child abuse and you want to report, you can do so at 530-225-5144. And that's also a 24-hour line for Children's Services. I want to mention also that Shasta County has on their website something called Parenting Resources. And in that link, there are parenting education, maternity and baby clothes, child care, health care, support for teen pregnancy. There are a lot of links about everything that is available through Shasta County. And so I would recommend, if you're a parent and you need tips, or if you're looking for a support group, you can go over there. I think one of the main messages about purposeful parenting is please don't isolate yourself. If you need help, get help. A lot of times when parents are in so much stress, it can, you know, leak into their kids. And through COVID and everything that's happening, we don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you being with us this morning. And just to shift this a little bit, this morning something came to my attention that I wasn't aware of. And Carla and I feel like it's very important
to
finish our Friday morning show with this prayer.
On Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020, this is from the Sheriff's Department, we lost one of our own to an unexpected illness. Correctional Deputy Evan Baxter started working for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office in October 2019. In his short time with us, he made a huge impact on every person he came into contact with. Correctional Deputy Baxter leaves behind his wife, who is expecting their first child this fall. A GoFundMe account has been set up to aid in providing assistance to the family. The We are deeply saddened by the loss of Correctional Deputy Baxter and extend our heartfelt sympathies to his family and friends. We put that on Facebook yesterday. We've had almost 600 people reached on it, but very close friends of ours, Eric and Camille Wittstrom. It was their son-in-law, and we just want to take this time to say we are so sorry that this happened. And
I've really had Eric on my mind for 2 days, and I said to Carl, you know, Eric's been in our lives with our business here.
And his friends.
Yes, since we started our radio station. And I went to high school with Eric, and I said, gosh, we haven't heard from Eric and Camille, and I didn't know about this until just this morning on our show. And so I just encourage people, you know, and I was saying this to the girls this morning, when you have somebody cross your mind and you can, and it happens more than once, it's a message to reach out, find out, and he has been on my mind for 2 days, and we said, well, we need to call him and catch up and to find this out. It's just a terrible tragedy, and so keep them in your prayers, please. What a family must feel with this kind of sudden loss.
As many people go through. So our thoughts and prayers with the Wittstrom family and, of course, the Baxter family and somebody that was serving our county here, helping keep us safe out there. Well, everybody, this weekend is going to be, it's going to start cooling off, but it's going to be 111 today, so watch yourself out there. And hopefully by, like I said, you know, starts cooling off tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, but now watch out for yourself.
Make it a great day. Yeah. And do